The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
My next guest is award-winning novelist and creator of the popular Eddie Flynn series, Steve Kavanagh. He's found himself on the Sunday Times bestsellers list not once but multiple times, and he joins me now to talk about the latest page-turner in the series, which is called The Accomplice. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am very well, and I recall our last conversation vividly, and we were kind of in the throes of the pandemic. Is this particular book, your latest, is that a pandemic product?
Yes, I suppose it is. I wrote it during the pandemic and during lockdown, and it was quite hard to write and be creative at that time. You know, I was worrying about everyone in the world and where we were going, but I was able to get some escape into writing this book, and I hope that's what my readers get when they pick up my books. They get some escape, some time away, and some entertainment.
Now, we're talking about a serial killer here, and there's no secret at the beginning about this guy. And just in passing, there's one reference to him putting on a COVID mask at one point, just for disguising purposes.
Yes.
And that was deliberate, I suppose, just a token nod.
Yes, I wanted to acknowledge that the pandemic had happened and, you know, things were gradually getting better. But that's the only reference to COVID in the entire book. You know, I know lots of people have written and specifically written about lockdown and things like this, and more power to them. But I just wanted to acknowledge that at least in the Eddie Flynn universe that this had happened.
Yeah, and it's good, but it's only the nod, as I say. Now, tell me as much as you want about the plot. I'm halfway through. I deliberately don't finish a book before I talk to the author because I might inadvertently give a spoiler, which I don't want to do. So I'm well into it, and I know about Daniel Miller, but tell us a little bit more about him and his wife, Carrie.
Of course. Well, the book is really about Carrie Miller. So she heard this lady, her life implodes. The FBI kicked down her door, and she finds out that her new husband, the man of her dreams, is a wanted serial killer. Now, he's not in the house. He has disappeared and gone on the run. But the FBI find evidence in the house which tends to show not only did she know her husband was a killer, but that she acted as his accomplice and helped him cover up his crimes. Now, Carrie says, I did no clue about this. I'm as much of a victim as anyone else. But that doesn't stop the media tearing her apart. Her friends desert her. Her neighbors desert her. She is the most hated woman in America. And she calls on former con artist turned trial lawyer Eddie Flynn to prove to a jury and to the world that she is innocent. But while the trial starts, her husband, the serial killer, comes out of hiding because he doesn't want her convicted either. And he is going to do whatever he can and kill whoever he needs to stop the trial.
Now, and he certainly is not fussy about whom he kills. I mean, some of his victims, of course, in the earlier stages were women. And you're wondering, you know, how did Carrie survive his attentions? But he does, it appears, truly worship her. She is the one woman that he does not wish to come to harm.
Well, this is something that's true to life. I've written about killers a few times before, Pat, and one of the most startling things I found out is that quite often serial killers aren't the weird, sort of lonely, strange people that live in the spooky house at the end of the road. Sometimes they're married. They have families. And no one had any idea they were living this dual life. It makes them even more scary, the fact that they're able to hide so completely from everyone.
And that's a problem for those who survive the experience of being in a family, be they an offspring or a spouse of a serial killer. They ask themselves, how could we not have known? And of course, everyone who knows them will be saying, how could she not have known? She must have known.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's the thing about this book. When you're reading it, you'll be going, oh, I would have known this. Or maybe she wouldn't know because she believes him and he said this. So you're constantly making those evaluations as you go through the book, because not only do you get all the trial and everything that's happening, but there are extracts from Carrie's diary throughout the book that tell you her experience with her husband and her marriage and whether or not she should have known.
And of course, she feels privileged because this guy is very good at making money, a successful investor, businessman. He makes loads of money. And so he brings to her a lifestyle which allows her not to work herself. She can get on with whatever it is she might do, like volunteering and so on. And there's always that reluctance to confront something that might have been suspicious because of the sacrifice that that could entail were it to be true.
Well, exactly. Exactly. That's the whole thing. I mean, at what stage do you let suspicion form into something that concrete that's going to blow up open your relationship? These are the evaluations that she has to make constantly throughout this relationship.
Now, there's
and
one,
the reader is making them as well.
There's one character who makes a statement that everything the FBI believes about serial killers is wrong. Now, it's one of the characters, and we won't go into Mr. Lake, but that's a statement he makes. Is that your contention too?
Absolutely. It's not only my contention, the FBI admitted it about 10 years ago and completely reevaluated their systems. This is about profiling serial killers. The Behavioral Analysis Unit, which we know from shows like Criminal Minds and Silence of the Lambs and Mindhunter, about 10 or 15 years ago, they realized that their entire method for profiling serial killers was fundamentally flawed, and they changed it. But even now, there are still massive problems with how they write profiles. In terms of what a profile is, it's a document where someone has gone and looked at the crime scene and said, this is the type of person we're looking for. Based on my experience and knowledge, this is who has carried out this crime. And it's a generic description of this person and their lifestyle and their characteristics. But the terrible thing is that most of those profiles have only ever led to the direct capture of two serial killers. In the entire history of the unit, we're talking 30 years with thousands of profiles written every year, whereas they've at least 50 killers going free. They let the Washington sniper go at least twice because his profile, he didn't match their profile that they'd written. So there's massive problems with this. And these are some of the issues which people don't know about and which I explore in the novel.
Now, you also have to become expert in the American court system. You yourself, of course, are a lawyer, but you're practicing on this island. Are procedures and systems very different? Because you hope with an American readership, they will kind of recognize their system as being a true and accurate account of what might happen in an American courtroom.
Yes. Well, yes. Well, I should say now, I'm no longer practicing. I'm retired now. I'm a recovering lawyer now, Pat. So I'm writing the books full time now. So, there are some differences in the system, but I'm not writing a legal procedural book. I want the readers fascinated with the drama and the psychological warfare that happens during cross-examination when Eddie Flynn's on his feet and there's a hostile witness in front of him. And that psychodrama that plays out in that war of words, that's the real drama that happens in a courtroom, and that's what I focus on.
Now, I remember the last time we spoke, was it about 50-50, that brilliant book about two sisters, each suspecting the other might have committed a murder. You did say about writing for the general global market that writing about America is easy. I would have thought you'd be researching the color of every bus stop. It's easy because people are familiar with the American landscape from television.
Exactly, especially in New York, where I've set my books. You know, I don't have to go into pages and pages and pages of description of what New York looks like. Everyone, I think, in Ireland and most places in the world already has a very good idea of what New York looks like. And we get that from an early age. Get that from watching Spider-Man movies and watching cop shows and everything. You know, everyone knows that city, whether you've been there or not. All I have to do is to give you that flavor and not interfere with your own mental images of New York.
Yeah. So if you write, let's go get breakfast, there's a deli round the corner, we all know what it's like. We've been there.
Exactly.
We've had the hash browns. So
yes, or we've watched someone else enjoying them.
Now, you're on tour at the moment. Is it good to get out and about again to talk to your readers?
It's fantastic. I love talking to readers. And I do. I've been confined to doing it through social media for the most part. But it's brilliant to get out and back into bookshops. I love bookshops. So it's been fab. I was in No Alibis in Belfast on Monday, and I'm touring around England at the moment. So it's brilliant to get back and talking to people. And people are so ready to come back to bookstores now. And that's been fantastic. It's something, a resurgence we've seen following the pandemic.
Couple of comments here. Rob from Dublin says, love Steve Kavanagh's Eddie Flynn series. Got into them through Don Winslow's recommendations. Well, I have to say, I'm delighted to have talked to you this morning, Steve, because I'll be able to lash back into the book and finish it. I'm dying to finish it, but I had to hold my fire until after our conversations. Anyway, it's called The Accomplice, and it's out right now. It's in all good bookshops, and it's written by Steve Kavanagh, published by Orion. Steve, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.